Good evening, everyone. This is like to call to order the public meeting of November 13, 2019. If I can ask everybody to please stand and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to turn over the business meeting to school leadership for a presentation on our superintendent search qualifications. Dr. Chaitiri.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Board of Education, District Office Administrative Staff, and members of the public. I'm going to divide our presentation into three parts tonight. I'm going to begin by reviewing the board and the public, the timeline for how it is that we got here and where we intend to go. So you have in front of you the same thing that I have in front of me and the same thing that's on the screen. So please allow me to walk you through and remind you of the time parameters which we all agreed upon. So we met back in June of 2019 for a planning session with the Board of Education. At that time, we listened to the board, asked three questions of the board. What makes Smithtown? Why would somebody want to be the superintendent of Smithtown? And what characteristics, in your view, at that time, would you like to see in the superintendent and the next superintendent? Right. Those are the same three prompts we used over the 48 hours that we immersed ourselves in the Smithtown community. In October, we had a meeting with constituent groups. We were here for 2 days. We began at 8 in the morning, and we finished after 9 each night. We talked about those three prompts, the strengths, challenges, and background qualities needed in a new superintendent. This evening, we will ask you to take a look at the information that we gathered over 2 days. You have in front of you every comment that we heard over that two-day period. We then sat with those comments, we culled through them, and we came up with the comments that we heard most often. And we present those to you this evening as the specifications for the advertising that we will be doing. In January, we will solicit nominations and recruitment activities. In February, applications close. We will provide you with more detailed dates. We will screen candidates in February and March. We will present a slate of semi-finalists to you in March. You will then select two or three finalists for additional interviews, additional reference checks. You will determine if a site visit is needed and negotiate a contract with the finalists in March and April. And the board will appoint a superintendent to begin a date to be mutually agreed upon in April and May. So why this timeline? Why is it preferred in a superintendent search? Well, our experience in this firm has done in excess of 100. So why this timeline? So what we've learned from doing in excess of 100 successful searches is that during and immediately following the December holidays is the period where the largest number of potential candidates becomes willing to actively consider new opportunities. That time period typically yields the largest number of candidates, giving the board the greatest degree of choice. Why the timeline in a superintendent search? Because the target group for recruiting is currently employed, successful superintendents, or educational leaders, and not people who are out of work. Principal leaders who are deeply involved in the implementation of current goals are less susceptible to recruitment early in the school year, as you can imagine. Why the timeline? Again, State regulations require a minimum resignation notice of 30 days to current employers. So a successful candidate will also need to provide the board from which he or she is leaving with enough time to make for a smooth transition, either to do a superintendent search or to find an interim. And so that's the calendar that we agreed upon, and we gave you a sketch of that in June. And the purpose of my piece of this presentation tonight is to fill in the blanks consistent with the months. And I hope you found it helpful.
And
I
will. And also, if this doesn't work, you're going to find me over there by the keyboard. Oh, no, that's not it. We think it was the batteries. Except that now it's moving about 14 things at a time. So that's the problem with technology. And I've got I've got an old principal's voice I'm going to use. So I'm going to go up there.
Do you want me to
go left for me, please? Keep going. Keep going. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I'm used to using this thing. Thank you, buddy. And we moved a chair. We moved everything. It didn't work.
I'll do it for you, Kathy. Don't worry.
Thank you. Can you hear me without the mic?
Yeah.
Great. So the specifications. How did we come up with these things? That these five descriptors. There were invitational meetings. The board identified, as you know, a variety of groups and peoples with whom we should meet. We met with people, and you'll see in a minute the kinds of people. We had open meetings, and then there was an online survey that the community found out about, and you had a really incredibly high number of people who responded. Maureen. So here are the groups with whom we met. We met with four assistant superintendents. We met with students, 20 of them from both high schools. We met with representatives of the PTA, the PTSA, SEPTA. We met with teachers. We met with the principals, directors, and chairs. We had an open community meeting. We met with, as you can see, bargaining unit officers, confidential staff. We met with the booster club and town officials and the industry board. So in person over those 2 days, we met with 115 people, but everybody in those groups were invited. So if you see 14 teachers, it doesn't mean that all of the teachers were not invited. They were. So every group was invited, and I think there was only one group who failed to show up that day, but we really had an incredible opportunity. Thank you, Maureen.
Kathy, do you,
yes.
Do you feel that you got a sense of representation from
Absolutely.
All different constituents across
Absolutely.
The community and across the faculty?
People were incredibly honest and forthright, and it was explained that no one comment would be attributable to any particular person, and that was important so that people would feel they could say something, and it wouldn't say, oh, the nurses said this. Because then they wouldn't have been forthright with what they had to say.
Great, thank you.
So then you had the online survey, and this is the demographics of the online survey. There were 651 people who went online and filled out the survey. And you can see from the bar graph the number of non-parents, parents, teachers, other staff, and others who completed that. We really hate to ask you guys a moment.
It's okay. Just click at me and I'll do it.
The top five experience and skill factors were teaching experience, budget experience, leader in a similar school district, curriculum instruction leader, and planning experience. Those are the things that came from the online survey. Here are the items most identified as the strengths in your school district and your community. A collaborative district, dedicated staff, familial atmosphere in the schools, a great district and community, large district, has multiple offices and services to students, very supportive community, district enjoys a good reputation, great place to live and work. And I'll stop there and say, as board members and community members, that list makes me very proud. Because that's quite a statement about your community and your schools. The next slide, thank you, Maureen. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges, the leadership challenges the next superintendent will face? And you can see these. I think they're not some of them are unique to Smithtown, but certainly the growth in student mental health issues is certainly not unique to you. Obviously, you already know your housing committee had a meeting. It was had a meeting one night when we were here, and that's certainly something the next superintendent will be dealing with. Overseeing the possible closings of schools related to the housing committee, and then working in an environment where stakeholders perceive a large turnover of superintendents. That's the one thing we did hear from lots of the groups. We want consistency. We'd like somebody to come and stay with us. What are the personal and professional characteristics? You can see them: integrity, accessibility, approachability, attending things, compassionate, personable, and every decision is based on the best interests of students. And I'm watching you shake your head. It's a list that I think everybody would want to see in their superintendent. Here are some of the background other things. These are the things that came out: experience as a principal, experience as a teacher, central office experience preferred, a sense of humor which you cannot survive in a superintendency without one. That's my aside comment. Strong communication skills, being transparent, caring about kids, and utilizing a collaborative approach to leadership. And then I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Fowler. And Maureen, you're going to be Dr. Fowler's dad. He wanted me to do it, but...
I'm going to do what? What am I doing?
You're
going to
be my turn.
Oh.
Keep doing
the same thing. So
the task is to translate all of that into a set of specifications, as we call them, or descriptors, that we can share with people in the field from a variety of perspectives. We can share with potential candidates, saying, this is what the community of Smithtown is like. Here are the wonderful things about the district. These are the challenges that they face. And the board has agreed that these items, and I have six of them, are the key items that they are looking for in candidates for the position of superintendent. These items, when approved and edited by the board this evening, will then be used in postings of the vacancy within the profession, in the field, online, in education week. They will be used by us in vetting. One of the things which I have said to your board, and we say to all of our client boards over and over again, is that the research in human resource management, and not just schools, but corporate research as well, the research is very clear that the least reliable predictor of success in work is the result of the personal interview. That is the least reliable predictor. And yet it's often the item that people most rely upon to make a decision about hiring. And the most reliable indicator of success in work is past success in work. So the vetting of the candidate becomes the most important part of the entire process, because for an hour and a half or 2 hour interview, a person is anyone he or she wishes to be. Who they really are is the person who is described by people who have worked with them. So these items then become very key in vetting the individuals, because we speak with people who have worked with the individual and we ask, does this describe this person? Can you give us examples of work which he or she has done that reflects this kind of a quality that the board is seeking? So taking all of the focus groups' most often heard comments, as well as the items most often identified in the online survey, I have six suggested criteria for your consideration, and we welcome any editing. We would like to be able to leave here this evening with a clear set of six, which we can then begin posting and using in our own recruitment of people in the state and across the country. The first is this: a professional administrator of great integrity who utilizes a transparent and collaborative approach to planning and decision-making. Perhaps the best way to do this is I'll go through all six, then we'll go back to item number one and see if there are any suggestions for change. we can go to the second one, then. A compassionate educator who truly cares about students and consistently bases decisions on what is in their best interest, the students' best interest. Third, an approachable and accessible leader with a good sense of humor who regularly attends school and community activities. And I think you can begin to see how the items which Kathy reviewed are incorporated into these descriptors. Next one. An experienced school teacher with proven success as, proven experienced school leader with proven success as a classroom teacher and building principal, with experience at the central office level being preferred. Next. An experienced educator who has provided effective instructional leadership in a high expectation school district similar to Smithtown. An administrator with proven skills in business, finance, and facility planning. On the next slide are the places we recommend as venues for advertising the search. Education Week, which is probably the best read periodical by American educational leaders in the country. In two print editions of that periodical and online. The American Association of School Administrators is the National Superintendents and Assistant Superintendents Association, and posting on its website. The New York State Council of School Superintendents is New York State's superintendents group for the 714 superintendents in New York State. SAMES, School Administrators Association of New York website. SAMES is an organization of administrators, usually principals, as well as central office administrators. And then we would send to a list, we have 1,400 people nationally who work with superintendents. They are officers of associations of superintendents, associations of school boards. They are faculty members in universities that prepare school administrators, members of BOCES organizations, similar kinds of organizations across the country, as well as some local superintendents. And that's where we would use these six criteria in letting people know that this is what Smithtown is looking for in terms of candidates. So, Maureen, if you can get back to the first of the six, professional administrator of great integrity, I think you can begin. There you go. Any comments on this one? Any suggestions?
That's good. I like it.
All right. The second one, compassion, was a word that was used frequently in the focus groups in particular. They were very much on the human side of being a leader in a school environment, compassionate both with respect to students, but with respect to parents and the community at large. Any suggestions on this one? Okay. Approachable and accessible leader with a good sense of humor. Being out, a number of people in the focus groups commented on the fact that while this was a very large district, it was as important as it is in a small district that the superintendent is out and actively engaged with the school community, with the community at large, in school activities. That it was an expectation of the leader in Smithtown. All right, the next. Experienced school leader with proven success as a classroom teacher and building principal with experience at the central office level preferred. Any thoughts about this one?
I have the thought. You talk about central office experience being preferred, which is fine, but you know, there's different paths to a superintendency, you know, where you look at directorships, you look at, you know, people have had a lot of leadership opportunities as a teacher and then move into a district-wide leadership position, sometimes bypassing or paralleling, being parallel with the building principal. So building somebody with building principal experience is great, but I wouldn't want to exclude anybody that has never been a sitting principal but have gone through the director route or have had other leadership opportunities. Maybe we can tweak that as not to discount somebody's experience and other facets.
So perhaps one way to do that would be to say something like an experienced school leader with preference for those with previous success as a classroom teacher, building principal, and central office administrator.
I would also, if we could also include directors. You know, a lot of times people go from a classroom to assistant director or director.
So are you thinking a director who is not centrally located?
Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Is that accurate?
Yeah, but for the most part, directors are usually district-wide.
Okay.
Wherever they're housed is one thing,
okay,
but they're actually district-wide. So I think that's what you're looking at, somebody who's gone that route, from the teacher to a district-wide to an assistant supervisor.
Right.
In that, yeah.
Correct.
So as long as it's district-wide position.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So could central-level administrator include
director
as well as assistant superintendent?
Yeah, you could put central / district-wide if you felt that helped out a little bit to make sure people were clear that.
Yeah, I think adding the district to the director, the actual word in that sentence, the director, is important because that is to maybe bring interest to other people.
Director central.
Are you saying central level directors and administrators?
That's fine.
I think
right. Depending on the, Jerry, you're right. Depending on the district and the term, you know, just a proven track record of successful leadership experience at various levels.
Yeah, that precedes whatever that would be. Success.
Right. I don't want somebody not applying because they haven't been a building principal position, but they've been successful in a directorship or central office and have a lot to offer.
Okay. How about the next bullet, experienced educator? So this talks about instructional leadership in particular. And makes the comparison with a community with high expectations similar to. And the last item, business finance facility plan. And again, a focus on the proven skills. I mean, it's one thing to have taken 5 courses. The question is, have they demonstrated in their work success in terms of these issues? And the last was the listing of venues for the advertising. So we present that for your approval.
Chuck, can I ask you a question? I'm not sure if I know the answer, but I know OLAS is utilized a lot for reaching out and posting positions. Is there a reason why we're not also going to utilize that as well, if we can redirect it back to you?
So long as, because of course, one of the most important criteria of a search for a superintendent is confidentiality.
Right.
And so long as the application, they use the online confidential application with us, that's not a problem. OLAS, however, has to be initiated by the district.
Okay.
We cannot initiate advertising for you in OLAS. So we have to work that out with your interpreter.
Okay.
Yeah, could you publicize it on OLAS, but they wouldn't apply through OLAS?
Exactly.
The answer?
To the best of my knowledge, no, that they click a button.
You have to
apply. And then we see the applications.
Okay.
I mean, perhaps we can work.
We'll ask.
OLAS is through Putnam, Westchester BOCES.
Right.
So perhaps that's something that we can have a conversation with Gianna. I forgot her name, but I have it in the office, about what options might be available if we want to deactivate, so to speak, that link and have it go directly to school leadership or somewhere else.
Chris, so we get more PR.
Chris, have you heard of that being done before? Or?
Check.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't.
Because it's at no cost, correct?
Yes.
Well, we pay an overall cost, but no cost for that one posting.
Right, that's what I'm just saying. It's just another way. But, again, confidentiality is key. So if we're not able to do it, then that's a route that we're just going to exclude. So we'll look into it. We can remain, if we can get it where it's confidential, everything goes through the search firm, then that's something we'll approach. If we can't, then we'll just exclude that option.
Okay. Does it need to be part of the resolution adopting this? Put it in or leave it out?
I think we'll put it in as soon as.
Can we put it in, Chris, and then amend? Does it have to be in the resolution that they're adopting that this is where it's going to be publicized?
We could certainly include in there and other and such other advertising as the board may direct.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously.
As a final word, I'd like to say how excited we were with our time spent in the district. If we could transport our potential candidates into the meetings which we had with your staff and with the community, we have no problem selling Smithtown. It's a great place for a superintendent leader who really cared about kids and cared about instruction.
That's great.
Great to hear.
Thank you. We're looking forward to working with you folks. And just for the record, I know that there are rumors around that, you know, that this is a done deal, it's not a done deal. I just need to make it clear, and the seven of us on this board are 100% unified in this, that we're looking forward to work with this search firm, that this is truly going to be an open process, whether it's finding somebody within our current district or outside, that we are going to find through LLC the best person to lead Smithtown for the future, and we look forward to doing that work with you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Okay, at this time, I would like to have a motion to go into executive session to discuss matters leading to the employment of a particular person. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Foster.
Thank you.
Thank you.